Okay. Have shaft.
Shaft.
See, the harness go across the horse back.
Mm-hmm.
And it has little holes on each side, and the shaft go through that.
What about if they had two horses now?
Well, they used to drive two horses, but the one would be in the front of the other with the same thing.
And, with one in front of the other.
Yeah, but and I've seen them have, which is that? I tell you, you see that now on TV. If you watch the Blue Ribbon Bell thing, they got eight horses, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
And the
uh-huh.
tails tied up with a big bow. Uh-huh. But all of them in the line. And they got them, every one at the front of the oven, but he got the thing to reach on time.
With the shafts?
The shafts and the harness, from one harness to one horse on to the shaft.
What do they call that piece that goes in back of the horse? You know that piece of wood in back of the horse?
That's a trace chain.
Yeah.
And a dashboard to the buggy right behind the horse.
Uh-huh.
Dashboard.
What about, let me see now, if you had an old wagon wheel in the center part, what do they call that part?
A hub.
And then coming
up. The hub of the wheel.
Okay, and then coming out from that were what?
Those are spokes.
And then the big round part there, that was...
That's the hub goes around in the wheel, and all them things in it is spokes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. If you plow a field, and after you plow it, they come along with this other thing that breaks it up real fine?
Well, that's when they're turning over new land. I told you that just now.
Uh-huh.
They cut, every year they start another new field.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take in some new land, and they go out there, and then they'll plow it, and they have to clean it, rake it, and get all them roots out mm-hmm. of it. You know, if any tree is there.
Yeah.
But then they have a harrow. They'll harrow over that land.
Yeah.
Get all the trash and roots and sticks off it.
I see.
With a harrow. Then they go back and plant it. And when the cotton come up, it's wide. The road is just wide. But a man goes there with a horse and a plow, and he goes along and ball that cotton till it gets just about that wide. He cut the dirt off it from each side. He go down on this side and come back down on this side with his plow. Then all you have to do is take your hoe, chop it out, thin mm-hmm. it out.
Mm-hmm. What about, now if you want to saw some wood, what do they call that?
Well, thing? You have a wood horse to lay the wood on and a saw.
Uh-huh. What now? When you—that's that kind of thing,
that's
like
that.
That's
a wood horse.
What
where
about
you lay the wood in,
uh-huh.
and then you saw.
And saw it like that. What about they have this thing? It's sort of like this, you know, sort of like an A shape, and then it comes across, and like if you have a picnic, they'll put a door across it or something to make a table.
Oh, you talking about a picnic table?
Yeah.
Well, they call them barbecue tables.
Okay. Is that the same as a sawhorse or a saw?
No, that's not the same thing. Because a wood horse is made different. You see, that other thing made like a table. But a wood horse ain't got nothing there but just them crooks like this and legs, and you lay the wood across there and saw.
I see. Okay. Let me see. Then when you were real little, what did they have around like to play games on?
Oh, we played chicken, McCraney crow, went to the well to wash my coat. Well, I got that my chicken was gone. What time it is, or which one? It'd be one day. See, I have a line of chicken behind me, chilling.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be two hens. One nurse would be over there with her line of chilling. Behind her, they'd catch our apron. And then the others would catch the other. And you'd be the witch.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be counting the chickens.